when the churn had to be fixed, I'd fix the churn. And at night, by Jove, I'd churn, and I was molding butter and selling it for 30 cents a pound. And I was doing it myself, and everybody thought me as was doing it. And you sell a sweet milk for 10 cents a quart. Mm. That's right. And it's like everybody, people long in those days, they didn't know what money was. They had to raise what you had to eat.
Yeah.
If it didn't, you didn't eat much. And then I left there, and I started to work before I lived down there at Hammond Ridge Company up here in Coleman, Georgia.
Yeah, you said you were 18.
I started to work there when I was 18 years old.
Did you farm up till then, or?
That farming was after then. I worked here at Hammond Ridge on Carl Road down there for 3 years.
Yes. Was Coleman bigger then than it is now?
Oh, man, we had four doctors. You had a drug store. And,
really?
You take Hammond Ridge Company.
Yes, sir.
Of course, they sold everything. I told you the other day, by Joe, from toothpaste to coffins. They done a tremendous furnishing business. From down, say, Edison. Some of them came to Coleman from below Edison. Down below Bluffton. All those Hathaways, they used to come here. Back of Fort Gaines, over here in the Cotton Hill section, up around Springvale.
Mm-hmm.
And you take on a Saturday, there was a lot of people buying stuff all during the week, but on Saturday you couldn't get a place to park a wagon and a buggy down there. Because there was lots and lots of people that bought stuff and they didn't pay for it but once a year. It was put on a book. We give them a little yellow slip. We kept the white one. And then every morning, the stuff that was bought that day, all right, would be posted and put on that book, that big book, the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the month, we made our monthly statements and mailed it to them. Then Mr. Rich, you see, he had the bank. He owned the fertilizer plant, the old fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he owned Coleman Peanut Company.
Yeah.
And I understand that this was the first place that they ever crushed into peanuts. Made peanut oil in Georgia.
Mm.
And they shelled peanuts. They had a gin. We had two warehouses. And of course, it was cotton going to both of them.
Yes.
Then there were two grist mills here. There was a big feed place here. The man sold feed. And then, let me see, they was,
town was about the biggest customer.
Oh, yeah.
They Fort Gaines.
They was, Mr. W.A. Had a store, had a dry goods store. Brothers had a store. Bob and Albert had a store, and the drug store was Mr.